بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the subject of Salah described, and the title for this new chapter is Who deserves most to act as an Imam? Who deserves most to act as an Imam? The one who leads the prayer. The criteria is laid down in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when he mentioned in the hadith of Abi Mas'ud al-Ansari and in the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of Abi Mas'ud al-Ansari, the one who is most versed in Allah's book should act as an imam for the people. But if they are equally versed in reciting it, then the one who has most knowledge regarding the sunnah. فَإِنْ كَانُوا يَأُمُّ الْقَوْمَ أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ فإن كانوا في القراءة سواء فأعلمهم بالسنة فإن كانوا في السنة سواء فأقدمهم هجرة فإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فأقدمهم سلما أو قال سنا. The one who is most versed in Allah's book should act as an imam for the people. But if they are equally versed in reciting it, then the one who has most knowledge regarding the sunnah. If they are equally regarding the sunnah, then the earliest one to emigrate. If they emigrated at the same time, then the earliest one to embrace Islam. And in one narration, the one who's elder, meaning in age. So now, the criteria has been set by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the priority therefore goes to first the أقرأهم لكتاب الله. Most worthy to act as an imam is the one who is best versed in the Quran. So the issue does not revolve around just mere recitation and mere reading, but it should be recited properly. And when we say properly, it does not mean the intended is tajweed, which people know now. It is not a condition to beautify the recitation or to go precise with these rules regarding the tajweed, although if someone has a better voice, then that is better, but it is not conditional, it is not a condition. So what is really required here is the proper recitation, where he, the person, pronounces the letters properly. Now, suppose two persons are such that one of them is more versed than the other in the recitation, while the other is a reciter but less versed, but he knows the rulings of the Salah better. Meaning he knows what is related to the Salah from rulings. There is no doubt that the latter one is stronger in Salah than the first one. And it is possible that the one who is better versed may hasten the ruku' or in the standing after ruku', and he may also forget certain things and he is unable to react properly as to what should be done due to forgetfulness. However, the person who has fiqh, understanding in the salah, knows this. So he takes therefore precedence. We are talking here about, you know, when some people are in jama'ah on congregation and they wanted to introduce someone to lead the prayer. This is what we are talking about, who deserves it more amongst them. However, in the case there is a masjid and there is a regular imam, then he takes precedence under all situations, as long as there is no impediment that prevents him from leading the prayer. You understand what we are talking about? We are talking about a situation where there are a group of people, two or three, and they want to, or more, and want to introduce someone to lead them in salah. Then the criteria follows that first, the one should be what? More versed. Okay? In the recitation. Best in terms of the reciting, the proper recitation of the Quran. This is the first. So if they are all equal in that, if they are all equal, then in kanu fi sunnati sawa, if they are all equal if they are all equal in that, in the recitation, then fa'alamuhum bis sunnah. The one who is most knowledgeable regarding the sunnah. This is the second. Because the one who knows more in the sunnah is afqah, more understanding of the, has more understanding of the rulings. Now, if they are all at the same level, if they are all at the same level, then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً. Meaning, if they are equal regarding the sunnah, then the earliest one to immigrate. So, if they were Muslims and they were in the land of kufr, disbelief, and then one of them immigrated before the other to the land of Islam, so then he, given all the conditions before, he takes the priority. Because he was the first to hasten for good in his immigration. Now, what about if they immigrated at the same time? فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَى فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ. Then if they immigrated at the same time, then the earliest one to embrace Islam. So, why? Because in this case he would be closer to knowing the Sharia, and this is better. And then in case all that is equal, then the one who is older in age. Right. Suppose a situation may arise such that all these, in all of these matters, they are all equal. Suppose that in all of these matters of distinction, they are all equal. So what is the ruling? So, if two of them are equal on in these levels, then in this case we draw a lot. We draw a lot. So the one who, upon whom it falls, then in this case he is to lead. This is in case if none of them will decline for the other. But if one of them declines for the other and gives them permission, then in this case there is no problem. Now if someone says, what is the evidence for the lot? The evidence first is the saying of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا يستهموا عليه لاستهموا. If people only know what is in the call for the prayer meaning and the first row meaning from reward, and then they would not find a way to attain that except by drawing lots, then they would do so. So this is a clear proof that the lot can be used regarding the adhan and reaching the first rows. Now, did the lot also, did it come in the Quran? Yes, it came in two places. In two places. The first, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 44. قال الله تعالى ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون. This is a part of the news of the غيب of the unseen which we inspire you with. You were not with them when they cast lots with their pens as to which of them should be charged with the care of Mary of Maryam, nor were you with them when they disputed. So this is proof concerning the existence of the casting of lots. The second is in Surah As-Saffat. In Surah As-Saffat, verse 141. Surah As-Saffat, verse 141. 37 verse 141. قال الله تعالى فساهم فكان من المضحضين, regarding Yunus, Prophet Yunus عليه السلام. He agreed to cast lots and he was among the losers, meaning to be thrown into the sea in order to save the ship, save the people in the ship. Now, the one who resides a residence in a home takes priority over his guest in acting as an imam, because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يؤمن الرجل الرجل في أهله. No man must lead another in prayer in the latter's family, and in one narration, home. And this is a narration in Abi Dawood. What about in cases where an owner of a house and the owner of the house and the one who rents the house, if they are in this house, so who is to lead? Who is to lead? The one who is to act as an imam is the one who rents the house, because he possesses the benefit. So therefore he is more entitled for the benefits in this house. Now, the regular imam of a masjid, is more entitled than others, even though there may exist amongst the people in the congregation those who are more versed than him in recitation. So in case the regular imam knows how to recite, but then there is someone who knows the recitation, is more versed in the recitation, and also faqih, then in this case the priority goes to the regular imam of the masjid, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن الرجل الرجل في سلطانه. No man must lead another in prayer in the where the latter has authority, where the latter has authority. And the imam of the masjid is an authority in his masjid. And that's why the salah is not to be established except in his presence and his permission. And even to the extent that some of the scholars went to the opinion that if someone leads the prayer in a masjid where there is a regular imam without the regular imam's permission, his salah is invalid. His salah is invalid. However, the correct opinion that the salah is valid but he is sinful. The salah is valid but he is sinful. Why? Because if we will give precedence now to this person who knows better, is more versed, then this can cause confusion to the congregation. Because every time someone is present who is more versed, then he's going to lead the salah. This causes confusion and chaos. There is an exception for that if the authority is the higher authority. Then the higher authority, meaning the leader of the country, takes precedence over the regular imam. This is what is related to this matter, inshallah, regarding the who is more worthy to lead the prayer. And inshallah, we'll talk about more of this regarding the imam and the ma'moom. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.